Okay, B'siyata D'shmaya, we're starting what's colloquially referred to as the Isser V'Heter Sugyas. Up until now, we've been dancing around a few cheerful topics in Basar V'Chalav, and now we really begin to get into things with the beginning of Tzadi Aleph Dalet. Tzadi Aleph Gimel we didn't do, but that's straightforward. You can do that on your own. And in Tzadi Aleph Dalid, we begin with the Sugya Psachim on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis going to Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the famous Sugya of Ilo Gvar and Tato Gvar. As you have in your booklet, we have the sheet of Shmuel that holds Tato Gvar, that when you have two items that are clashing, one is hot and one is cold, will the hot one be Mevashel, the cold one? So Shmuel says that you define the scenario by what is on the bottom. In other words, if you have something that's on the bottom, so then it will be mevashel that which is coming into it from on top. Rav holds that the halacha says the opposite, that we say that ilo'agavar, the top one, is what reigns supreme, and therefore, if you are looking at the question of bishul, so then that is what we're going to focus on. If what's on is hot is on top, so then that will be Vash. That's the Shita of Rav. The Gemara concludes on Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, Tanya Kavase the Shmuel, two lines into the Gemara in Psachim, Cham Lato Cham Oser V'chein Tzonein, Shenos Lato Cham Oser, that if you have something that's cold, that's gone into hot, which is Oser, if the hot is Oser, so then it's going to make that which is cold and transform it into Isser. There's an interesting tesis on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amid Aleph that the Gemara repeats itself. The Gemara says, Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa. The Braisa taught us essentially the same thing. Again, proving the Shita of Shmuel. So Tosis asks, why did the Gemara say that halacha as well? Didn't we already, if you read the Braisa, you'll see that that's Mefurish. So that's what Tosas asks on the bottom. It's in your book on Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, Dibar Maskel Tanya on the bottom. Tema, Hasu Lama Lila Via. Why do we need that other Braisa? Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Kamashwan da Filu Cholav Shari, the Afagav, the Cham Latoch Tzonein, Ba'i Klipa. So Tosas here makes reference to his Shita that Irui, if you pour something on it, on something else. So let's be clear. If you're pouring something hot onto something cold, so we paskin tato gvar, and really there shouldn't be a bliya. However, we paskin that irui is mevashel kedei klipa. Even though we say tato gvar, the initial level will be mevushal. So therefore, if we have a case in where you have cold going into hot, so then there's entirely bishul. If you have hot going into cold, really there should be no bishul. But Rabbeinu Tam says that irui is mevashel kedei klipa. It cooks a klipa's worth. So I would have thought that in such a case, the halacha would be that if you have meat that's going into cold milk, so then in such a case, the halacha should be that the milk should be aser kedei klipa. So comes along the Braisa, and the Braisa only said that it's mutter. Why is the Braisa coming to tell us that it's mutter? Never mentions that the chalav is aser kedei klipa. So Tez tells us to tell us that the lo shayach klipa, that in the case of where you don't have a klipa, so then in such a case you don't need to be meshayer kedei klipa entirely. There's no need to be meshayer kedei klipa entirely. So that's Tosis' interesting angle, which we're going to get back to, lahalacha, as far as that that nuance of the braisa. Get someone locked out? Okay. Hi, Stephanie.
How are we doing? Are you always in this room?
No. Because of the wedding, Rav Ben Arsh and I are giving shir at the same time. And that's why.
There were some girls wanting to be able to.
I spoke to Chavi? Okay, I apologize. Okay.
Enjoy.
Okay. All right, so that's in regards to that, the Gemara and the Sugi over there. Now, there are some very interesting conceptual questions. Yes. No, absolutely, Zach.
Meaning Rashi points out why we have two brises, because you have two brises leave with the Shmuel, that's the Gavala, but there are another brise like Shmuel, so that's a Rabbi passing like Shmuel.
Right, but...
Meaning Rashi, why does Tosfos even help to ask the question? Why do we need two brises? What do you mean? If you have another brise that supports Shmuel opinion, that's Kishmak.
No, so if you have one, you know, all you need is one. 100% is 100%. 100%
plus 100% is not necessary. Right, Tosis is not happy with that. Enechanami, Tosis is not happy with that. Why would I need one brisa if I have another brisa that's already proving it? Now there are some very fascinating questions that open up a lot of scientific and methodological issues that come up in regards to Basar B'chalav in general that really start with Ilo Gvar and Tatal Gvar, and that is does this fit with the Metzius? Does it not fit with the Metzius? The most basic question that relates to the Metzius is the Ha'ara of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Sadi Aleph, Os Sif, Simin Sadi Aleph Sif Yud Aleph, points out that at first glance, the rule of Ilah Gavar and Tatal Gavar seems to be so conceptual, it's not very practical. In other words, what do you mean that the top always cooks or the bottom always cooks? The answer is, if your seven-year-old would ask you that question, so you would say, it depends. It depends on how much cold water there is and how much hot water there is. If there's a lot of hot water and a little bit of cold water, so then even if there might be some argument that there's strength to that which is on the bottom, which is stronger than the top, but it depends on the volume. The volume is going to decide whether it's Ilah Gavar or it's Tal Gavar. Why is it that we don't take that into account? So the Aruch HaShulchan has a very, very simple approach in Sadi Aleph Yud Beis. He says, V'yiroli borer, the Mairi Sheshav in Hain Ba'akamus, that they're equal in the amounts. Lufi Erech HaChalav Gam Kein Hukamus HaBasar. The only time we have a machlokis is if they're of equal volume. If they're of different volume, so then of course we're not going to have a machlokis. So that is the Aruch HaShulchan's approach. The Kach Kibalti Mimari V'Rabi Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. Rav Nevin Sal, you're going to hear a few times a Sir Mirza Hashem, that Rav Nevin Sal is very, very pragmatic about Bishul Basar B'Chalav. Very different. Zocha to be Mekabel, two different Mesorahs. Sometimes it's confusing, but ultimately it's richer that way. And that is from the Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, generally, maybe not Rav Shechter, but many other Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, the emphasis of Bishul, both in terms of Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, as well as Ilah Gavar and Tatal Gavar is explained in conceptual terms. That you know these are halachos, like similar, of course, based on Tosis and Shabbos, and Daf Mem Beis, that Kli Sheni, the Defanos are Mekaros, and that's a din. It's not a question of a Metzius. It's a state. It's a status. And so, too, when it comes to Ilah Gavar and Tatal Gavar, that's the way the halacha views it, that we're not going to necessarily measure it in scientific terms or in terms of physics. But Rav Nevin Sal says, no, that when it comes to the rules of Blios and the rules of Bishul, they're all very, very practical rules. And therefore, Rav Nevin Sal says he agrees with Aruch HaShulchan that it has to be, the Metzius has to be consistent with the conceptual idea. If Hachush Machish, that the heat is not, it's not getting hot, that the bottom is not heating up the top and everything is getting cold, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that would not be Mevashel. Me'idach Gisa, so we have the Yad Yehuda. If you take a look at the Yad Yehuda in Simin Kuf He, Sif Yud Beis, he points out he points out that there's a Ran that he thinks Beferish that doesn't go with the Metzius, and he concludes, this is at the end of Sif Katan Yud Beis in Perish Ha'aruch of the Yad Yehuda. He says about seven lines before the end, V'hine mizem b'vur d'yesh b'liya u'plita tekef u'miyat. He says that when it comes to the issue of blios and platos, so there we look at the point of contact. So the machlokis about Ilah Gavar and Tatal Gavar is what's going to happen at the point of contact. At the point of contact, when you have hot heating or cold, which is going to win? Will the iser, which is hot coming from the top, win, or will the cold of heter on the bottom win at that moment of contact? And that's going to create blios and platos. Now this is going to come up constantly in our limud together now as we begin these halachos, is that there are going to be, according to some achronim, there is going to be a category of bishul, and then there's going to be a category of blios. And that category of bishul and that category of blios aren't necessarily the same category. Sometimes we'll see that in Hilchos Shabbos we're going to use the same, it seems to be that we're using the same rules, and sometimes it seems that we are not. So Yad Yehuda says it's the point of contact. Maybe he'll hold the point of contact in regards to Hilchos Shabbos as well. But at the end of the day, he holds that doesn't make a difference what the amount is. The rule is Tata Gevar, and therefore if the bottom was Isser, even if it's a small amount, the moment in which the cold from on top is going to hit the bottom, there's going to be a blia of Isser, and that's going to create the identity throughout the Taruvos post. Yes?
It seems to be against Navar.
Why?
Because the Bola shows that we don't care just about the point of contact when it first hits, we care about the point of contact for every second that goes on and on and on. So the Gemara is assuming that every second, when you have the way we pass from the tug over, when you have so on and so forth,
right,
every single second it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter.
Right.
You have the opposite, it gets colder and colder and colder.
Right, right. I hear your ha'ara. I hear your ha'ara. I think there might be ways of answering, but definitely al regel achas your ha'ar is a valuable one. What Natan is saying is that the Gemara, when it explains the metzias to be mekel or to be machmer, is ad mekel labala. Before it has the ability to cool off, it already gives off the blios, which means that you need to take into account. You need to take into account the fact that eventually it's going to cool off. I'm a kabel your point. Interestingly, the Badei HaShulchan actually sides not with the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Nevinzal, but the Badei HaShulchan goes with Yad Yehuda, and in many ways that makes Isser V'Heter a lot easier to paskin, because if you have cut and dry rules that are not going, imagine every single time a person asks you a shayla, you're going to have to put in an algorithm for the exact heat, for the amount, exact volume, and so on and so forth. When was the next time, last time you asked a Rav who asked you exactly? And can you imagine asking a housewife exactly whether it was 107 degrees Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Fahrenheit? How are you gonna calculate that? The Aruch HaShulchan gets extremely, extremely complicated. So let's see the Badei HaShulchan. Badei HaShulchan, of course, is extremely pragmatic. By the small ayin zayin in the middle of Sifkat and Chav Beis, he says, "V'yesh mishin eskasha bezat dehani chakisha kamus atatov alo shavim efshalomer shilah mischami min atatov." If the temperatures are the same, avul b'gemara poskim lo netnu shum shir bezat. So machlokus between two elderly giant poskim, Rav Nevinzal and Rav Feivel Cohen, is that Rav Feivel Cohen would say back to Rav Nevinzal. He would say, where did the Gemara and the Poskim say that you adjust based on those realities? When, as long as the tata is hot, pol chamima ze lavlim menel lihila, it has enough heat to heat up the top. Ulahaflit meolah laatzma avshem isnagrat sinon shalah chamimus hatata. He's trying also, I think, to answer your question, Natan. He's saying that it must be that the rules of ilah tata are enough to create those bilias, even with the phenomenon of adameka le bala. So Rav Feivel Cohen paskins at the end of the day, it doesn't have to be shava b'shava, and this is a general rule that we have of ilah tata. It could be Rav Nevinzal will be in between. In other words, Rav Nevinzal would say that that the rule doesn't only apply to Aruch HaShulchan, but if it's a case of where it's mamish hachush makhish, where you mamish have it's mamish obvious that there's a tiny amount of hot and there's a tremendous amount of cold, so and it all comes rushing in at once, so then in such case, halacha would be different. By the way, I don't want to get involved with the corollaries between Shabbos and Isser V'Heter. One of you could give a chabura on that, Emir Tzashem, where it comes up in the poskim, we'll discuss it. But just one important maramokum that you should know that's important. And in fact, when I was working on Rav Reichman Shlita's notes from Rav Soloveitchik, he brought this up as well. There is a shita that we paskin, like in Hilchos Shabbos of the Chai Adam, that even though we have a rule that that cham l'toch tzonein is not mevashel, but if you have a tremendous amount of cham, so then in such a case, halacha is going to be different. One example of that is the rule, the Chai Adam paskins this way in regards to Bati. The Chai Adam says that if you have something that's Yad Nechavispo, that's even if it's in a klisheni, you know, something that's so hot that the hand would be burnt, so the Chai Adam paskins, in such a case, it's Mevashel, it's Mamish Mevashel. So you see that even within the rules of Hilchos Shabbos, we see that we adjust Tosis' rule, that the rule of a klisheni is never Mevashel. We paskin lahalacha is not that way. Now, there are different ways to be Masbir. The Mishnah Berurah there sounds like maybe it's just a din d'rabbanan, it's some like type of gzeira. The pashtus is that that we change the rules when it comes to Yad Nechavis. So we adjust to the realities. If I had to try to figure out exactly Rav Neman Sal Shita, I would say it's following in that direction. He's not as extreme as the Aruch HaShulchan that would say that Ilo Gevar and Tato Gevar is mamish just if they're exactly the same, and only in that case. That's very, very hard to say. But Me'idach Kisa, whereas Hachush Makhish, either Lekula or Lechumra, then a Chacham has to be Noisen Ein of Liros, that it shouldn't be Hachush Makhish. It's not just an absolute din. Like maybe the Yad Yehuda is saying. Yes?
How can you say it's even Makula if the bottom one to the heter was...
You mean that case that he's asking?
Well, he's asking the bottom one's hot, so then I can understand how he can...
Let's, the particulars I prefer to leave for Seder, but we'll explain in Seder. As long as we have the basic conceptual framework, I'm interested now, I'm not yet in the details. I'm just trying to give the contours in general of how this general idea works. Yeah.
Okay, so the Yad Avraham quotes the No De Bihuda, which with another like in between.
That was my next thing. No De Bihuda and Simin Chaf Ches. Actually, the reason why you're mentioning it is because it wasn't on the last Mar Makomos, and I added it for this Mar Makomos, if you take a look. So the No De Bihuda and Simin Chaf Ches asks a few other questions. Natan was going to say more than I was going to say. But on the Mar Makomos, I added in the No De Bihuda Chaf Ches, where the Noda Yehuda asks another question, and that is, how could you have a machlokas in Metzius? I didn't present it this way, but how could you have a machlokas in Metzius? You should test Ilo Gevar and Tato Gevar. And Natan, you're right, that overlaps with this question as well. So how you're going to answer why they weren't able to test it is going to deal with that question as well. I meant to mention that Zemar Mokum, the No De Bihuda talks about a false negative, Vamevin Yavin. He gives an answer that it could be that testing it is not going to be enough because there are times that you might testing have somebody taste and say that there's nothing there, but the truth is that there was tam. That's one of the things, the reasons as far as that the No De Bihuda gives. I intended just to give you a Zemar Mokum. I put it over here to take a look. It's actually a short piece from No De Bihuda, Simin Chafches, as well as, let me just do a little bit of name dropping, a fantastic, fantastic sefer that I highly recommend if you get your hands on it, is a sefer Vayizra Yitzchak by Rabbi Yitzchak Zafrani. He's Rabbi Shlomo Zafrani or Rabbi Yitzchak Zafrani? It's two, he's a father and son. Maybe he named it after his father. Rav Zafrani, he's one of the big Sephardic poskim today in Harnof, if I'm not mistaken, right? He's really, really fantastic. Yehuda Ari will appreciate this. The guys in Rav Katz's kolel say that the way he presents the sugi is closest to the way Rav Katz teaches. Goes methodically through all the sheet. He mamish starts from all the Rishonim in a very, maybe this might be a little bit different than Rav Katz, but in a very lumdish way, all the way to halacha lemaisa. It's very, very hard to find that. It's very hard to find someone who starts in the way we're used to learning Gemara Rashi Tosas all the way to halacha lemaisa. So Rav Zafrani does that with a lot of conceptual questions. So he starts with this No De Bihuda, and he's nosev and nosein a lot on this. So that's just a maramach. Was there anything you wanted to add, Natan, from that No De Bihuda?
I was just going to say, I didn't say
inside.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you
saw the reference.
Okay.
He brought down the answer that sounded like in a Hanami that it's only, as I was saying, it was in between that. If you could have like a kfeila to taste it, so then great.
Right.
But it's more like in a situation.
Right, that's his first answer. But then the No De Bihuda says something more than that, which it seems like is more halach lemais. That's his second terrace. It's all Bashert. I had in mind to photocopy it, but it didn't come out that way. So we'll leave it like this. Okay, so that's the introduction. That's Ilo Gevar and Tatagavar as an introduction. Let's see after the Shmaya jump in. Sadi Aleph Dalet. Zok the Heligim Mechaber. Basav Echol of Reischen, Shinis Arvi Yachad. If you have meat and milk that were hot, that are mixed together, Vafilu Basar Tzoynin, Lutoy Echol of Roseach, Ochol of Tzoynin, Toch Basar Roseach, Hakol Osr Mishun de Tatagavar. Avochol of Roseach, Shinaf al Basar Tzoynin, A Basar Roseach, Shinaf al Toch Chol of Tzoynin, Kolef HaBasar, you should simply take off a layer. V'shar HaBasar Mutter, and the rest of the meat is going to be Mutter. V'HaCholav, skipping the Ramah, Mutter Kulav. And the Cholav is also going to be Mutter. V'mnaf Uzel L'tol Zet, Sonin, Midiach HaBasar Mutter. And if you have things that come into contact, milk and meat, and they're both cold, so then you scrub the meat, and then in such a case, it's going to be mutter, as we've discussed previously. Here, the Ramah comments something interesting. Ubimakom shahabasar tzarech klipa, and in a place of where the meat needs to have klipa, so then in such a case, imlo kalfu ubishlu kach mutter bidyevet, that if you didn't take off klipa, so then in such a case it's going to be entirely mutter. The halacha is that it's mutter. So why is it mutter b'di'evet? Why would the halacha be that it's mutter b'di'evet? If we paskin that iru is mevashel k'dei klipa, so then in such a case, then the basar, if in a case, let's spell out the case, you have hot milk that's poured onto basar, so then in such a case, we say that iru is mevashel k'dei klipa. So again, in Psachim, Tosas has a machlokas rishonim, whether iru is mevashel at all, or iru is mevashel k'dei klipa. So Rashbam holds that iru is not mevashel all, iru is k'kli sheni. Rabbeinu Tam's pshara is, not like the re says mevashel gamri. Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that's mevashel k'dei klipa. So the shach in Sifkatan Ches, is bothered, why is it that the halacha is that when it comes to this din, that we don't say that the food is going to be usher. So let's spell out our case. Let's say you had an instance where you have hot milk that falls onto cold milk, onto cold meat, and then you take that meat and you forgot. You didn't take off the klipa, and you cook it with other meat. So now, everybody's going to agree if there's shishim connected the klipa, so then in such a case, then it's going to be mutter. The problem is, first of all, v'amevin yamin chaticha nasas nevela. That's problem number one, without spelling that problem out yet, because we haven't learned chaticha nasas nevela. And the other problem is, what happens if there isn't shishim? How could it be that the halacha is that layer is not going to make everything else aser? So let's take a look at that shach in Sifkat and Ches, Tzarech Yun. Datosvos mevi obeis Yosef agos hashri, quotes Kedarko Kodesh, the Shach quotes all of his, all of the Shitos over here. He says, Kosvu, the Yerech Shinimlach Bo Gid Hanoshe. If you have a Gid Hanoshe that was salted, Vinispashel, Tzarech Acha Kach Shishim Neger Aklipa, Shanesra Tchila Bimelicha. Just Melicha is also Aser Kedei Klipa. And the same in regards to Ovshin, Spashel Bo Chatichas Vridin, Tzarech Shishim Namin Kineger Aklipa, Shesha Tchila Bimelicha. So what's the reason why over here that b'di'eved the Ramah says it's mutter? Says the Shach, v'nira d'lo kama rab d'makom shetzar klipa shul b'lo klipa d'mutter b'di'eved. Elo dumya d'hacha d'cholav mutter mitayma d'kas v'atos v'ashar poskim d'lo shayich klipa d'haynu shu dovar hanivlal v'aklipa nis'arva. Okay, gavna mispashal basal klipa v'nivla b'inyan deinim akira d'lo shayich b'klipa mutter b'di'eved. Here the Shach has a brilliant answer. He comes back to the Tosos that we had started with on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. Tosos says that the halacha is that if you have a case in where you had hot meat that fell onto milk, so halacha is that the milk is entirely mutter according to the Braisa. Because the Braisa didn't say about the milk being aser k'dei klipa. So why is that so? Why is it that the milk is going to be entirely mutter? In fact, We have that mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. V'achalav mutter kulo. That the chalav is entirely mutter. And if you look at the Shach in Tess, he says, I'm going to explain it to you in Ches, why that's so. So now the Shach explains us why it's so. He says, because klipa is identifiable when it comes to meat. But a klipa is not identifiable when it comes to milk. You can't identify the klipa. So says the Shach, the din of klipa only applies that you have to remove the klipa when the klipa is identifiable. In this case, the klipa is not identifiable when it comes to the milk. That's the pshat. So look back at the Tosos. Tosos, let's look back. And Tosos' words over there in Chulin on Daf Ayin Vav. How did Tosos say it? Tosos said, Da'af agav d'cham l'tokzalim by klipa bedover sheyocha lasos klipa bedover. D'lo shayich klipa kimo b'cholav. When it comes to milk, there's no klipa. You don't have a klipa when it comes to milk. So since you don't have a klipa when it comes to milk, you can't remove that klipa. If you can't remove that klipa, so then in such a case, there's no din of klipa. The only time there's a din of klipa is when you can remove the klipa. So says the Shach, the same is going to apply over here. In our case, the halacha is that once the meat gets mixed up into everything else, you can't find the klipa. If you can't find the klipa, then there is no klipa. If you can't find the klipa and there is no klipa, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. The Shach then concludes, Aval kishin is bashal v'adayim makiro, being the shayach be klipa, tzarech shishim, then ain't a chanami. If it's a case of where you could notice it, so then in such a case, the halach would be that you need shishim, gishmak. Okay, so that's the pshat over here, according to the Shach. Yes?
According to this Shach, is there anything that he holds like a Tazkot Zeis of a Heter that klipa across the board is just a Chumra Ba'alma? I mean, Lefi, the way this was explained...
Oh, no, I'm about to develop... No, good, Svi. Good. I'm about to develop... No, that I don't think the Shach is saying that. I'm about to give three understandings of this halacha. This, the Shach is Havana Aleph. Let's take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. Your Havana is going to be Havana number 3, okay? Let's take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Even the Shach doesn't hold it.
Correct. I'll spell it out and then you'll circle me back if I don't spell it out. If you take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger in Dibar HaMaschil Ubimakom, Rabbi Kiva Eger says as follows. Umikal Makom Esher, about 5 lines in, Esher Loma, Didafka be Iser Basa Bechal of Delekar Iser Daraisa, the lo have derech bishul, the ademaker lebala lo have rak blia. Rabbi Kiva Eger is in love with the idea that basa b'chalav is entirely different, because we've made reference to instances where Rabbi Kiva Eger pulls out this wild card that basa b'chalav is different, because if you could find anything in basa b'chalav that's not based on the general stratagem, if that's a word, or a strategy, or the general, more simply, the general approach of Bishul and Tam. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you find anything that's outside of the regular rules of Bishul and Tam, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Basa B'chalav is going to be different. And therefore, other Achronim, I know it's a Gemara about Bishul and Basa B'chalav, but Rabbi Kiva Eger uses it in more instances than other Achronim use it. So it says Rabbi Kiva Eger as follows. He says that over here, this whole din of Bishul Kedei Klipa doesn't make sense within Basa B'chalav Minat Torah. Why? Because the Lashon HaGemara, as Natan pointed out, was Ademeker Leibola. The Lashon of the Gemara is that it's going to absorb the Isser, let's say Tato Gvar, it's going to absorb the Isser before the bottom cools off. The top one is going to absorb the Isser. So that whole concept, Ademeker Leibola, is not the way people cook. People don't cook by putting temperature that is lower, that is going to hinder the cooking process. So that's not called Derech Bishul. If it's not called Derech Bishul, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's only Din de Rabban. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, this din of Klipa is only going to be a din in Basa B'chalav because it's only the Rabban. Comes out, Rabbi Kiva Eger is very different than the Shach. Because according to the Shach, this is not a din that's unique to Basar B'chalav. This is a lamdus and klipa, if you will. The Shach is a lamdus and klipa in Hasharas HaKlipa, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is a lamdus in Basar B'chalav. So he says that this is an exception to Basar B'chalav. The Nafkamina, of course, would be Shari Surim. That according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, this din would not apply by Shari Surim. You would not be makel when it comes to Shari Surim if you can't find the klipa. While according to the Shach, you would be, because if you can't find the klipa, so then in such a case there is no klipa in lamdus. That's quite a chiddush. You know, the Shach is creating a chalos of a klipa. Then there needs to be a chalos of a klipa. It's not a metzius, but there's a chalos of a klipa. While Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to disagree. Fine. Yes. Oh, why are we making a derabbanan? Probably because it's a machloikis rishonim and it's a derabbanan. Many rishonim hold that iru is not mevashel at all, as we said. So therefore, so then in such a case, he'll say that we'll be able to be made. I think that would be the cheshbon. The third mahalach is the Magen Avram. The Chachmas Adam quotes the Magen Avram. It didn't make its way into the booklet, but the Chachmas Adam is in Simen Mem Beis Os Yud. He quotes a Magen Avram in Arachayim, who says a slightly different mahalach. His mahalach is that really the whole din irui being mevashel is a chumrah. It's a chumrah. Mi'ikr d'dina, we paskin that irui is not mevashel k'day klipa. And therefore, he says that we'll be mekel in a case of b'di'evit. If it's easy to do, then you should take off the klipa. But if you're going to aser an entire taruvos based on that, the Magen Avram says we're not going to do that. So that's an entirely different shita. Okay. So this is in regards to Tzadi Aleph Dalet. Now coming back to what you had asked me before again, Tzvi. So that's different than what the Shach is saying. The Shach is not saying that we're just makel in the din of Iroi. I thought what you were driving at was something closer to the Magen Avram. He's saying that we paskin Iroi's mevashel k'day klipa minat Torah. But a klipa has a chalais, and if you don't have that chalais, so then in such a case, we'd be mekel. It is important to note the Taz in Sifkat and Dalid, that the Taz points out in Sifkat and Dalid that there is a discussion in regards to a kli. So he says, Shinis arvu yachad ve'imu bekli ayin simin kuf hey sif gimel. What's the Taz referring to when he says, look in kuf hey sif gimel? But let's open up our tarulis, because that's really our next frontier. What he's referring to is a very, very important discussion. We're going to consider that we've done these halachas of Simen Kufei, Beis through Vav. We're going to do them now, although inside we'll only do Beis through Gimel, but every single one of you should be able to do Dalet, Hay, and Vav. It's self-explanatory, but we're going to do Beis, Sifim, Beis, and Gimel inside. What the Taz is referring to is as follows. Chom shel kli rishon kufhei beis in the Shulchan Aruch shayatzel ledes boi mevashel v'oyser kulay avol chom shel kli sheni eina mevashel v'yeshom shegam kein eina maflit v'lo mavliya v'yeshom dekol makom hu maflit u'mavliya. So we'll stop at this shortly, the nuances about being mevashel versus maflit and mavliya, but let's talk lemaisa very broad terms. There is a shita of the Rajba that the Maharshal takes even further, and that says that you have to be choshesh, that you have iser that's hot in a klisheni, that it will transfer the iser to the heter. The Rajba uses his lashon, and the Yamshel Shlomo says that a klisheni is mevashel. A klisheni would be mevashel if it's yad soledes bo. That we have to be choshesh, that it is yad soledes bo. In what case do we have to be choshesh? So take a look at the Taz over there in Siv Dalet. Marshal Perikal Basar Kosov, Livso Kalacha, Nihi the Klishanium of Ashal Fil Yatzel Ledispo, Vigame Mafutum of Liakecha, Gondvar Isser Shinesar, Kvar, Vidover Hector Shabob, Klishani, Enesar Mesav Zep. Avol Dover Isser Shinofal Klishan Shal Heto, Hetel Isser Shapir, Bolea Vosar Ad Kulo, Me Achar Shayatzel Ledispo. What's this term of the Marshal? The Marshal here is talking about Dover Yavish. That if you have a Dover Yavish in a Klisheni, so then in such a case, he says that it would be Mevashel. So therefore, if you have, that's what the Taz is referring to by us, in Sifkat and Dalet. If you have a hot piece of meat that's sitting in a Klisheni, so then that hot piece of meat would Aser. So this has implications both for Isser Veheter, as well as for Hilchos Shabbos. And that is that if you have hot meat that is Yatzel Ledes, that's sitting in a Klisheni, that has the ability to Aser. In Hilchos Shabbos, it will be Mevashel. So therefore, putting ketchup on it is a Shiloh. Question is whether ketchup is considered already something that's Mevushel. But anything, any putting down any liquid, so is going to be a Shiloh in a klisheni, if you have a solid. So here we have, in Simin Kufhe Siv Beis, two exceptions to the rule that we generally say, klisheni ein mevashel. One is the Chumra of the Marshal, that is what the Taz is referring to when he says, Ayin Simin Kufhe, that's number one. And number two is the Shita of the Rajba. That the Rajba over here in Sif Beis, if you take a look at the Beragola, it says Shama Rajba, that the Rajba has another exception to the rule, Klisheni and Mevashel. And this is a tremendous chumrah that is fascinating. The Rajba says that when the Gemara in Shabbos says Klisheni and Mevashel, it means that it doesn't cook. In other words, cooking is a transformation of the item itself, going from raw to cooked. But there is a lower threshold of transferring tam. The Rajba says that it's maflit umavliya, and therefore osar kedei klipa, as the Mechaber says. So therefore, the Rajba has a big chumrah. The Rajba says that even though you've learned in Hilchos Shabbos that if something is in a klisheni, so you have a hot water in a klisheni, so then in such a case it's not going to be mevashel. Let's say you put raw meat inside, it won't be mevashelit, but it could be that there will be a transfer of taste. And therefore, if you had yayin nesech, hot yayin nesech inside the klisheni, so then in such a case, then that would give off its tam into the meat, and it would make the meat now have tam of Yayin Nesech. So that's the opinion over here of the Yesharim. So the Taz is alluding to these important questions. Now, in regards to Irui being Mevashel Kedei Klipa, so that we have in Siv Gimel in Simin Kufhei. And here we're going to see there's a long Shach in terms of how the Shach paskins, and the Shach is going to be a little bit different than the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Siv Gimel, Nafal Isser Cham L'Toch Heter Cham, Dikli Rishon, or Afilu Isser Tzonein L'Toch Heter Cham, Hakol Aser D'Tatogvar. If you have Isser that's hot that falls into Heter that's hot, so then in such a case everything is Aser D'Tatogvar. Ale Elyon Mecham Ochemafu V'Tachlam. Ve'Ein Tzarich Lomar D'Heter Tzonein L'Toch Isser Cham Shakol Aser. Avol Ima Elyon Cham. Then in such a case, then it's only Bishul Kedei Klipa. Afilu me'elyon hecham ha'isur. Okay, so this is where we see in Shulchan Aruch the din of Irui Mevashel Kedei Klipa. We really didn't see it in Tzadi Aleph. It's spelled out over here in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says, V'kol zeh lomari ela b'chom kli rishon kigon miyad, but if it's already in a klisheni, the klisheni ain't a oser. So the Rama says the only time you have to worry about it is if it's coming from a kli rishon. But irui from a kli sheni or anything else in a kli sheni, then it's not going to be osir. From here, by the way, is mashma that the Rama wasn't concerned about the Rajba that we mentioned, the Yesh Omrim, because the Yesh Omrim said that the kli sheni is maflet umavliya. The mashmos of the Rama over here is that he doesn't pask in that way. As he makes reference to also earlier in Sif Beis, take a look in Sadi Beis and Sadi Hei. So far so good, Rabosai? Good. Okay. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach in the Roi Lochush, Zar B'davar Zelechatchila, he develops his Shita. So let's take a look over here. Says the Shach as follows. Let's see where he starts summarizing the Shita, the Shitas. The Shach says, V'kan echtov, about three lines into the Shach. V'kan echtov v'tachlas hakitzer mashenogeh b'shar she'adin. So I'm going to summarize for you the different shitos in regards to Irui. Das Rashbam, that's brought down in Tosos, and the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Mordechai, and the Agos Ashri. And Sefer HaTerumas, the Irui is kekli sheni ve'enu mevashel, v'chein eno maflet u'mavliya. It's not maflet u'mavliya, ke'echad, k'mo kli sheni. V'das Rabbeinu Tam, sheviu kol hanach poskim. The Irui Mevashel Kedei Klipa, Kamo Kli Rishon. The Shita Rabbeinu Tam is its Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Umuchach Das Rashbam, Dimikol Mokom Irui Mevliya Kedei Klipa. Now he adds that even the Rashbam who holds that Irui is not Mevashel Kli Rishon, and it's really Kli Sheini, but nevertheless it's Mevliya Kedei Klipa, Kegonim Irui Yisroseach Ala Heter, that he would agree with Rabbeinu Tam on this point. Skipping down a couple of lines, V'das Rabbeinu Tam Shiviu Kol Anech Poskim Dil Muchat Svir Leid Iru Kemoshe Mevashel Bekulo Kachin Mavliya Bekulo Udulok Marshal Betshuva, and this is in disagreement with the Marshal. The Marshal holds that Irui not only is it does it Mavliya Umaflit, but Irui will also be Mevashel. This will be a Nafkemina for Hilchos Shabbos. If you hold that Irui is just maflet u'mavliya, then it'll be mutter to do on Shabbos. But if you hold Irui is also mevashel, then that will be a problem on Shabbos. Well, it's mavliya throughout. Kasa d'Rabbi Tam Shevi Rosh Mevashel B'Kulo V'Hu Tamua Umuch Nami Das Rabbi Tam Dil Il De Klisheni Eni Mavliya K'dei Klipo V'Im Kein Das Kol HaPoskim Dil Il V'Asmag B'Cholom Shom M'Shitz Rabbi Tam Lo K'mo Shekasa Marshal. The smag of field klichers b'leib klishem koshkein davar machol. V'chein das harbe poskim rishonim v'achronim. The klisheni einam mavliya klal. So the Shach concludes that we paskin that a klisheni not only is it, or you know, maybe the word conclude is too early. The Shach says that many poskim hold that a klisheni is not mavliya. Who's that against? That's against the Rajba that we saw in the Yesh Omer. And then, skipping down a few more lines, V'gam Yesh Poskim, Da'af Al-Gav, D'Kli Sheni, Eina Mevashel, Nikol Mokom Mavliya U'Maflit, V'chein B'Dover Meichel, Yesh Liklof B'Mokom Shein Hefzid, Kol Kach. So, it's not going to be Mevashel B'Kulo, but it will be Mavliya U'Maflit, and the Shach says that means not to aser everything, but you would have to be choshesh that there's mavliya and plita cholapachos to have to be kolef. Okay. And that's going to be the sheet of the Rajba that we saw by us. Skipping another couple of lines.
Is he saying...
But let me just finish the whole thing, Natan, and then you'll go back onto this point. I just want to make sure I get a whole flow for the chevra, and then... Machmir b'yosef, the klisheni maflit u'mavliya ke'echot. The Bach is even more machmir. He holds, even though it's not mevashel, but it permeates throughout. V'oser kula, v'hu tamua. But that says the shach is wrong. V'anan kaimel on l'chumra. So now the shach paskins. Okay? V'anan kaimel on l'chumra, the iru de kli rishon mevashel k'dei klipa. Number one, the shach paskins that iru is mevashel k'dei klipa. V'hilkoch le'inyin shabbos u'basar b'chalav osir. Notice the lashon bishul. So therefore he says when it comes to shabbos and basar b'chalav, it's osir. And the Shach says this is not only an Iroi that was straight, but even an Iroi that was broken. So I'm going to define that, and we're going to come back to this. Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach means as follows. If I pour from this cup, and let's say I'm pouring hot water, and it goes all the way to the computer, and it hasn't been broken. In other words, it's still connected to the cup. The flow continues. That's Iruya Nifsaka Kiluach. And that is Mevashel K'dei Klipa. The Shach is Mechadesh. He holds that it's Mavliya. In other words, Mavliya would mean that even if the spill stops, what do I mean by stop? In other words, the pour stopped. I stopped pouring. And it rolls along the table. And it reaches the food over here. If this is Isser, then it will be Mavliya into a klipa of the food. So that's how the Shach paskin. So again, to review, the Shach had quite a few different shitas about whether how Iroi is Mevashel, and he paskin at the end of the day that Iroi is Mevashel Kidei Klipa. And he says that we should be machmir, even if it was nifsak hakiluach, that it will be mavliya. Now we'll discuss eventually what the difference between mavliya and mevashel is. I mentioned the nafkamin, the obvious nafkamin and hilchos Shabbos, but for our practical purposes in Isser v'Heter, right now they sound very similar. Eventually we're going to get to the difference between the two. But mavliya is going to be that if you're pouring Isser, so then in such a case that Isser will create a kedei klipa inside of the food. And finally, the Shach told us that he wants to be choshesh, that a klisheni is going to be mavliya umaflit. So the Shach himself is choshesh es mavliya umaflit. He says not that it's going to be mavliya umaflit bekulo, but aser kedei klipa. So that comes out that the Shach has quite a chumrah that we did not see in the Ramah. I'm going to compare it to the Ramah and then take Natan's Ha'ara. And that is from the Ramah that we saw in Kufei Gimel. The Ramah said, Eina Oser Klau, the Klisheni Eina Oser. So the Ramah disagrees with the Yesh Omrim, which the Mechaber said, Roi Lochush Lizar Lechatchila. And the Shach seems to be sympathetic to that, Roi Lochush Lechatchila. That's how the Shach seems to come out in Sif Katan Hey. One takes a look at the Gilyon Marsha. There are a couple of important ha'aros from the Gilyon Marsha. First of all, the Reb Shlomo Eger, his son, says in regards to Irui, V'hilkach l'inyin Shabbos basar b'chalav aser v'afilu v'aser b'hana. So Reb Shlomo Eger says that's also aser b'hana. The lumdus of Reb Shlomo Eger is like this, a very beautiful point. His father was meduyak. His father said that Iroi is mevashel k'dei klipa. So if you're talking about, let's say, basar b'chalav, so then in such a case, it's going to be aser b'ana. In other words, he's paskening that it's bishul d'oraisa, v'amevin yavin, from what came out from the beginning of Pei Zayin. If this would only be bishul d'rabana, it would be mutter b'ana. So Reb Shlomo Eger understood that his father wasn't just stam being nota midrabana l'chomer, that his father held that this is Bishul D'Oraisa. That's the first important Hosafa. I'm sorry, I said his father. That was a mistake. Reb Shlomo Eger adds to the Shach. What the Reb Shlomo Eger erased to his father. What Reb Shlomo Eger adds to the Shach is that the Shach really holds that this is a Bishul D'Oraisa, even though it's only K'dei Klipa, but it's a Bishul D'Oraisa, and that's why we're not Mechalik between Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'Chalav. It's going to be a full-fledged Bishul. But that's in regards to, Reb Shlomo Eger points out, that's in regards to Irui Shelo Nifsak HaKiluach. If you take a look at Reb Shlomo Eger in Sifkat and Lamed Beis, he says, Mavliya Mia Kedei Klipa Chumra Ba'alma Midrabanan from the Prima Gadim. He points out, this is a Chumra Ba'alma Midrabanan. So here we really need Reb Shlomo Eger's help, because the Shach just puts it together, but doesn't really, really spell out all the nuances. He assumes that we're going to understand it in that when it came to Irui Shelo Nifsak HaKiluach, there he used the word Bishul. So if he uses the word Bishul, so then in such case that's a Din Dorais, and therefore it's Aser Ba'ana. But then when it came to Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach, he said, Mia Kedei Klipa, Mavliya Mia Kedei Klipa. It's only Mavliya. That he understands, that Mavliya is only a din derabana. I don't think the Rajba, when he uses the idea of mavliya, maflutu mavliya, meant a din derabana. I think the Rajba means that there's a difference between tam versus bishul. But Reb Shlomo Eger understands that when the Shach is so machmir that the Shach says even by irui shenifsak hakiluach, that's only a chumra. Why is he saying that? Because what we're about to discuss are the halachos of irui shelo nifsak hakiluach in the Ramaz and in the Mechaber, and we're going to see that there's no mention of Irui Shnifsak HaKiluach as having a din of Irui. So therefore, Reb Shlomo Eger is assuming that the Shach doesn't mean that it's on a level of Daraisa, it's only going to be on the level of Derabbanan. Okay? Yeah. Well, first Natan and then Tzvi. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that in the Shach, he was saying, Jvim Machmer Klishin Yabayit Michael and by Lee Harris, but not anything else.
Oh, so, but in the end, I know what you're referring to. But then he goes on and he says, right before where I read Vigam Yesh Poskim, he says, V'ulai mishum chumar depechzach nagabay, u'mekol makom yesh ha'achmer, and earlier he made reference to Klee Harris, v'lasa b'Klee Harris, makom shein hafsid, and then he says, Bishagam Sha Ramban Varajba Sorum da Fil Bikli Khoshes Mavliya.
Right, I thought that was like a riot. You're saying we should be Mahmer and Klee Kleris because even they go even farther, so we should at least be Mahmer and Klee Kleris.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, and also some sheetahs hold that it's gonna be Mavliya Mahmer. It sounded like it was all like a Bidar Khumra, we're gonna those sheetahs hold it like Medina, and we're gonna say as a Khumra and Klee Kleris.
Let's see how the Be'er Heitiv summarizes. I hear your point. I don't recall that that's how most, but you could be right. Let's see. Let's see how the Be'er Heitiv summarizes the Shitas HaShach. Yeah, look at how the Be'er Heitiv says it. He says, Mikol makom hachi yesh yizad l'chatri b'dav razev, kasavol mikol makom yesh ha'ach l'esol b'kli cheres, b'kli sheni. Haka, now I have written on the side of my Be'er Heitiv, this is why I stopped, is that the Aruch HaShulchan says that by Kli Sheni, he's Mekel because of what you just said, that even the Shach is only Machmir by Kli Cheres. But I think many of the posts can bring him down. Anybody have a, let's see, oh yeah, we have the Chachma Sadam over here. Let's take a look at the Chachma Sadim before. Let's see how the Chachma Sadim presents it. So first of all, so far, the Be'er Heitiv said exactly what you said. Let's take a look at the Chachma Sadim. Chachma Sadim in Nun Tes Beis. So I gave out the Chachma Sadim separately. So it's over there somewhere. Says the Chachma Sadam, Hama'ora mikli rishon al maichal, o al kli, mevashel kedei klipa velo yoser. This is even, this is by Iwui. It's by Iwui. Yeah, okay, let's see. Yeah, I think you're right. Even the Chachma Sadam says like Natan. Sivav, chom klisheni, afilu ayat zledes bo bidiyev, motor vein tzarech afilu klip makum has the klisheni maflutu mavliya. V'chem klichers yesh achmer klisheni shiyat zledes bo makum hafsik. L'chatchila aslan lo gof, afilu klisheni shiyat zledes bo. Avil kovid shabbos o orchim, yiyev shabin yachash, zarech harb basar v'abasum leya. Kerach shiyev shalom ocho, kach mutu nichum klisheni afilu klip makum makum hafsik yizor shiyachem daf kishol yishiyat zledes bo. And then he says, he has that din of Yan Nechavis that I mentioned before. So it's a split decision in the Chachma Sadam. When it comes to the Isra Maliga Sa'of, then he answers Biklisheni in general. But when it comes to Blios, he says only regards to Klicharis. Okay, I'm a Kabbal what Natan said, that the Shach only said in regards to Klicharis, that he's machmer and klisheni, but by kli nechoshes he's going to be mekel. What where I was coming from was that the Rajba himself is machmer as well in a kli nechoshes. But you're right, the shach himself is only machmer in kli cheres. What would come out is that certainly those who are choshes for the sheet of the mechaber, it would be by kli nechoshes as well. But thank you, that's a valuable point. Yetzvi, what did you want to say? Okay, so this is, what we have now, let's just summarize what we have with Natan's Hasafa. What we have is that the Mechaber is Machmer and Kli Sheni for Isurim, and that would mean that in a case of where, if not in a case of a Hefzeg Gadol, so then you would have to be Machmer if Isur, even if it was a Kli Sheni, that Isur would transfer. And in regards to Irui, so then we have a split. It depends on whether it's Nifsak HaKiluach or not Nifsak HaKiluach. If it's Nifsak HaKiluach, then it's a Chumra to be Machmer Kedei Klipa. When it's not Nifsak HaKiluach, then it's Mamish Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Now we're ready to, based on that, you know what? And let's see that Chochmas Adam that I told you before that I wanted to see. Let's just see how the Chochmas Adam summarizes all these halachos. Nuntes Aleph is very important, but it's basic. We've already done. Let's go to Nuntes Beis. This is the final line in the Chachmas Adam. Hamaora kli mikli rishon al meichel, o al kli mevashel kedei klipa. So if I pour iser, or for that matter, hot milk, onto a fleishig pot, so then in such a case, a kedei klipa, there'll be a kedei klipa baser b'chalav. If it's onto meat, cold meat, it'll be kedei klipa basar b'chalav. Lo yoser. V'afilu iroi shenifsak hakiluach, mavliya kedei klipa. So now the Chachmas Adam adds, and if it's nifsak hakiluach, it's mavliya kedei klipa. What is that? That's mamish d'shach. By the way, a methodological point, a really important methodological point, is that the Chachmas Adam generally follows the psak of the shach. So if you're finding something not consistent with the Shulchan Aruch in the Chachmas Adam, it's probably because the Shach has a different shita. So that's exactly what happens here. He says it's Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Okay. The next line in the Chachmas Adam we will only fully understand after we do the Ramaz in Sadi Beis and Sadi Hei. So these Ramaz are very, very important in terms of Irui. Normally, as you know, I try to go keseder, but over here I realized a couple times after learning it with the Talmidim that really these Ramaz in Sadi Beis and Sadi Hei don't belong over there. I'm not sure even ad kedei kach why. I'm sure there's a reason why the Rama put them over there, but they're really all halachas in regards to Irui. So I decided that we're going to learn Irui as one unit. So we're doing all the Ramaz. I think some might need help. Might be a lot. We're going to do all the the Ramaz B'siyata D'Shmaya together. Okay? So we're going to do two Ramaz. One in Sadi Beis. Sure, just a second. Let me just tell the guys where I'm going. One is Sadi Beis Zayin, and the other is Sadi Hei Gimel. Two different Ramaz. And we're going to see that the rules of Irui in the Ramah seem to get very, very convoluted, and we're going to have to try to make sense out of these Ramahs. And then we're going to be done. We're going to be done with the halachas of Irui. The only question is whether we want to do it in one shir or give you time to digest everything we've done up until now. I'd be thrilled to go ahead. But everybody's ready to push ahead for another half hour, 40 minutes? Beseder? I'm okay either way. Beseder. Natan, go ahead.
Yeah, just a clarification.
Yes.
At the end of the shaft, he says that it should be machmer even when we don't have yatzoladis. So there, I just wasn't sure. Is that dafkan a clear rishon where it's going to be machmer when it's not yatzoladis?
Gotcha. W Yushalmi Parakir Isa the also Archaka Kli Rishon Shane Shah right. The Yushalmi made a Harchaka on a Kli Rishon Shane Yatchaletispa. Fine Shane the Yatchalitabo, the Hanwa Yatzalespa, Alakisha Yatchaletispa, Muchas and Yushalmi had Yushar the Kuliyama. Chenas Kamasa Posim, Ella, but the problem is that the Torah's Chatas, Pasa Karajwa Tur, did Sone and Lato Cham Shane Yatzalespa, Tsar Klipa. So Achlamas really doubt Bishan Son Mavlia Kade Klipa. Yet he's saying that the Torah's Habayis, is machmir in a kli rishon that's not yotzeledes that we have to be choshesh that's mavliya kedei klipa, and he says that even though most posim don't say that way, so he's talking about a kli rishon that's not
He's not really machmir in a kli sheni, which is not yotzeledes.
Correct, pashut, pashut. He won't be in such a case. Okay, Rabbi says, let's push ahead. In Sadi Beis Zayin, the Ramah begins another case that really has nothing to do with what most of Tzadi Beis is about. Let's do these Ramas. V'im nishpach cholav oshar isur roseach. Again, this might go on for a while. If I'm going on too long and you want to continue on Thursday, stop me, okay? Because this is a big sugya, an important sugya. And we should do it well, but if we're already at overload, you let me know. So the Ramah says as follows: Vim nishpach cholav ushar iser roseach agabe karka. If you have milk or any type of iser that's poured onto the ground, those days, as you know from Hilchos Shabbos, they would rest their pots on the ground. So that's basically the same thing as today on a counter. Vim mido alav kedera, and they put a pot on top of it that's hot. If what's spilled is not next to the fire, now it's no longer hot, it's only a klisheni. So here the Badei HaShulchan explains that what the Ramah means is as follows. If you put a hot pot on top of milk that's lukewarm, so a little bit of the milk is going to get heated by the pot itself, which is hot. And therefore, the kedera is going to be asur. V'atavshul mutter, but the tavshul is mutter. D'tato gvar. Because what's going to happen is, the milk is the tata. The milk is on the bottom. The milk is not on top. And since the milk is on the bottom, so then in such a case, and it's cold, it's not going to create a full bishul. That's step one in the Ramah. Continues the Ramah. Ramah goes on, and he says, "V'kiluach min hakdero sachas." But if you have a flow from a hot pot, shahalach el kdero tzonenes, that rolls to a cold pot, im nifsaka kiluach min hakdero harosachas, if the kiluach was broken, the flow was broken. In other words, that means again that the flow didn't continue and hit, but rather I stopped pouring, it ran along, and then the iser hit the heter. Then, have a namik a klisheni, it's considered like a klisheni, and it's not mevasho. Stop. So here we have machlokis, Ramah, and Shach. The Ramah in Sadi Beis is Mekil on Nifsak HaKiluach, and the Shach held that you have to be Choshesh k'day klipa. Continues the Rama. Vim lo nifsak. But if the poor didn't stop, havik iroi, then that's the din of iroi. Now, the chiddush over here is that I might have thought that the din of iroi is only when I pour through the air. Then in such a case, we say that it's going to be considered kli rishon to be mivashel k'day klipa. But if it has the opportunity to run along the counter, so the counter cools it off, kamash malan, then no. Just like the air doesn't cool it off, the counter doesn't cool it off. So nesra imayatzoledes bikilu achanogea bikdera. If it's still yatzoledes, so then, by the way, sometimes you and I might make a mistake in the shaila. You always have to ask if the kiluach was still yatzoledes. Now, it is possible that the kiluach, even though the kli was yatzoledes, that the kiluach wasn't yatzoledes. But in such a case, if it's yatzoledes, then it's going to ask for k'day klipa. So if it hits another pot, this is the other pot. So the pot, let's say, so you have milk that's running along, halach lamaisa. You have hot milk that's running along the counter, and it hits a flay sugar pot with food inside. So halacha will be that the pot will become aser because mevashel k'day klipa, it's a flay sugar pot, but it's only k'day klipa. It won't go further into the food. The meat inside is going to be mutter. Atavshu shebesocha shari, de ein irui osa rak k'day klipa, because irui only asers k'day klipa. Aval imakderi hi chama, but if the pot is hot, v'u kli rishon koshkein omed etzel eish afilu kiluach hutzonin, but if you have the case of where the heat is on the bottom, so then in such a case, if you have the hot flay sugar pot sitting on a fire, and then you have the milk coming, pouring, hitting the pot, so then in such a case, so then it's going to heat the milk in the walls, and then you're going to have this basar b'chalav in the walls. And of course, the basar b'chalav in the walls is going to go and heat the pot. So here in this Ramah, we have a couple very practical examples of Iroi shenifsak ha-kiluach, shenlo nifsak ha-kiluach, and the halachos. Here the Shach stops for a lamdash break. The Shach stops in Sivkat and Lamed Vav, and he gives us three conceptual explanations for the rule of Tata Gevar. And in many ways it connects to what we had started out with, of how Tata Gevar works in the Metzius and in the physics, and so on and so forth. The Shach says three different points out that, of course, we have a halacha in Kuf Hei Gimel that we made reference to before, Dim Hei Niach Heter V'Isser Zeh Eitzel Zeh. The Shach asks the following kasha. Why is it that we're machmir when we say irui, that's mevashel k'day klipa? He says, what's the difference? Let's not talk about irui for a moment. Let's talk about tatog var case. What's the halacha if you have cold milk pouring onto hot milk? So then in such a case, we say that the bottom is going to cook the entire all the milk. And as far as the milk goes, that's going to create basar b'chalav. So the Shach says, but what happens if you have cheese touching meat? So then in such a case, we say that it's only mevashel, hot meat and hot cheese. So then the halacha is that each one will become asr. But what if one of them is cold? If one of them is cold, so then in such a case, we learned last week that the halach is that if it's at most, you're going to need k'day klipa, with the exception of if you have crevices and et cetera, et cetera. But in general, all you need is k'day klipa. So now the Shach asks, why is it that irui, we have a rule of tatal gvar, yet when they touch each other, we say that's only mevashel k'day klipa. Tatal gvar says that's going to be mevashel everything. So the Shach gives three answers. The hacha kiman sheba bikiluach milmala have kimo ilaa. So he says no. He says the case of the counter is not like two things that are touching each other. He says anything that comes as a flow has a din of ilah and tata. And since there's a din of tata gavar, so once you have a flow, that flow is considered coming from an ilah. And since it's coming from an ilah, then it's different than two things that are touching each other. In other words, says the Shach as follows. When you have something coming from above, then there's a rule, tata gavar. The lower one is stronger. If you have two things that are next to each other, then they're equal, then it's only mevashel kedei klipa. In a case of where you have a flow along the counter, so then it's considered as if it's coming from the ilah, and you have to be choshe, it's going to be mevashel kedei kula, as in the case of the hot pot that receives cold milk that ran along the counter. Inami, a second pshat. Kivan shakdeira ome b'mekomo choshev tata. Or else, says the Shach, when the pot stands in one place, then that's considered the lower thing. What does a shach mean? The shach means, what's the svara of tata gvar? Finally gives us a svara of tata gvar. He says, the svara of tata gvar is not a rule in physics that which is moving becomes colder, and that which is lower, which was not moving, which is on the bottom, that is hotter. It's not because it's cooled off, because it's on top, but rather, it's not moving. The lower one that's not moving, it retains its heat better. So since it's not moving, so then it wins. It's almost the opposite rule of, I guess, football, but that would probably be physics. It's the reason why, pardon the childhood reference, but I remember, this is already an adolescent reference, but I remember there was a tkufa that the most valuable players on a football team were the tackles, the right tackle or the left tackle. It's actually the hardest job in football. I think they were the most highest paid players at a certain time. So what's the svara? The svara is that it's a lot easier to be a linebacker than it is a tackle, because a linebacker creates momentum by pushing forward. The tackle has to be he starts from a stationary place, and he has to hold back the momentum of the counter force. So I'm using this example this way, it'll be easier for us to remember. When it comes to Isser V'Heter, it's Pum Farkert. When it comes to Isser V'Heter, we assume that the stronger force is the one that is standing in one place. The one that's strong is the one that's standing in one place. Since it's the one that's standing in one place, that's the rule of tata gvar. So says the Shach, the same is going to apply in regards to the din of the flow from the counter, even though there's no ilah. In other words, the Shach here says, Eina chanami, the counter, there's no ilah. When was there a din of ilah? That's coming from above. Rolling along the counter is not considered ilah. But the din of tata gvar, here the Shach is giving us the lumdus of tata gvar. The din of tata gvar is that which is stationary is going to stay hotter, and therefore it's going to win. That's his second explanation. His third explanation, inami, and he quotes that from the Drisha, the second pshat, inami hacha mikaleach ala kedera. Or else, says the Shach, another pshat. This is a case of ilah. What does that mean? He says, we're talking about a case where it's rolling along the counter, and then it falls because the kedera is over here. It falls onto the top of the kedera. So that's why it's going to have a din, the kedera is going to have a din of tata. So Shach gives three explanations of why the Rama assumes that the halacha of running along the counter is going to have the regular din of ilah gevar versus tata gevar. Tov. Of course, there are nafkaminas between these cases. According to the third pshat, you won't have the din of tata gvar if you have the pot sitting on the counter. And then that would be room to be makel and say that's just a din of dvarm shenogim zebezeh. But I think most poskim are machmir and consider the case of the counter as being a din of tata gvar, even though you could use that as a tziruf lahakel. Okay. Tov. Now the Shach in Sadi He Chaf tells us his take about how he paskins of these cases of the Ramah. The Shach says that he doesn't agree with the Ramah altogether. He says as follows in Sifchav. I'm not doing the Ramah yet, but I think we could do this Shach even without before we do the Ramah. He says, oh, you know what? No, I take that back. Let's do the Ramah first in Sadi Hei Gimel, and then we'll get to the Shach. Okay, so let's do the second Ramah. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says as follows: Sadi Hei Gimel. The Mechaber was telling us the following halacha. The Mechaber itself will do primarily next time when we get to Tzadi Hei, but to get the context, let's see the Mechaber. Karo shel basar shehutchu biyorech haleves b'chamin, sheyatzel leves b'hem, afil shneim b'nei yomen, mutter mishum d'havali nat barnat, etera. Leave the case of Bari out. V'imhoye shumad dog b'an tzor sheyem mayim shishin k'negev amash shumad shal ha-karo. So the Mechaber says that if you have plates that are being washed together, so then in such a case, if you just have blios of basar, kelim of basar, and blios of kelim of chalav, so then in such a case, he says we have the rule of not barnat. So we're going to leave that aside because we're not learning not barnat right now. However, The Ramah debates the Mechaber on that point, and we're going to leave that as well. But then the Ramah concludes another case where you have water from pots. The Ramah says, V'im ira, by the Yud Zayin of the Shach, says the Ramah, V'im ira mikli rishon shel basar, al kli chalav, but if you pour from a kli rishon of meat onto milchik, so this case, it's very important we get the details here clear. So you pour from a kli rishon of basar onto kli chalav. What are you pouring? What's that? You're wondering the same thing. What do you guys vote? What are you pouring? Anything, even water. Right? Because the shaila is the irui of the water. That would be my vote too. Because as I said, the details here are important. Let's just make sure the Badei Shulchan agrees with us. Perish. So you're pouring hot water from a kli basar onto a kli chalav. Dino ke kli rishon. So then it has the din of a kli rishon. Va'osir ma'yu ben yomo. Avolim ira mayim raschin she'enon shel basar v'lo shel chalav. So let's get the first case, spell it out in the English, 100%. So I'm pouring from a fleshiga pot, water, and it's going on to a milchiga pot. So then it's hot water. The milchiga pot is cold, but it's still going to aser it. Why? Because you have irui, that's mevashel kedei klipa, onto the pot. Continues the Ramah. Aval im ira mayim roschen she'enon shel basar v'lo shel chalav. But if you pour hot water that's neither from a fleshik pot or a milchik pot. In other words, you pour from a pariv pot. So this is pariv. You're pouring onto here. This is a fleshik pot, and this is a milchik pot. And it pours straight from the pariv onto the flesh, and then runs off from the flesh onto the milchiks. So then, afilu shuman davuk ben. Even if they're not clean, hakol shari. The ain iru kikli rishon mamish. Because we don't say Iruy is like the Kli Rishon, Shiyasa Shakelim Shema Armalem Yivlu Zemizeh. It doesn't mean, says the Ramah, that Iruy is Mamish Mevashel. That we never said. So what's the Pashup Shah in the Ramah? The Ramah is saying like this. The Ramah is saying, to say that the hot water that comes from the Parif is going to have the ability to be Mevashel the meat on the meat plate, and then carry that bishul meat onto the chalav plate, and then be mevashel into the plate, that it doesn't have the ability to do. It will have the ability to take its time from here, if this is fleishiks, and put it into the milch pot, but more than that, it doesn't have the ability to do. Now, the Ramah doesn't spell us exactly what it does have the ability to do. He just gave us the two extremes, which will be part of our challenge in dealing with the Ramah, but that's the Ramah's basic shot. Okay. Before we're ma'amik in the Ramah itself, I told you I wanted to get the Shach's Psak. Okay, so now we're going to get the Shach's Psak in regard to Irui being Mevashel. I thought we'd be able to do it without doing the Ramah's case, but I realize it'll be just simpler if we had the case of the Ramah. So comes along the Shach, and the Shach doesn't like this Psak of the Ramah. And that will tell us the Shach's Psak in general about Irui being Mevashel Kedei Klipa. What exactly does that mean? Now, we already saw that the Shach in Simin Kufei said that Irui is Mevashel. But what does that mean in practical terms that he said that it's Irui Mevashel? We saw Reb Shlomo Eger said that's Mamish Mevashel Inyan Shabbos. So now the Shach contrasts himself to the Ramah, and that will be consistent to what we saw the Shach doing in Kufei. Comes along the Shach, and he feels the Ramah's too mekel. Koshali, the Amashma Divrei HaRav Bahagod, the Ramah himself says the Irui Mevashel Kedin Klipa, that Irui is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. And what is the Shach doing? The Shach is saying, I want to be more machmir than the Ramah. He says, this Irui is a real, real bishul. And if this Irui is a real bishul, just like the halacha would be, that if I took the piece of milk, I'm going to be dramatic over here, if I took the piece of milk on the milchik pot, and I put the piece of meat from the fleishik pot, and I put them on the fire, no one in the world is going to say that this is not basar b'chalav. So too, if I say that Irui is mevashel kedei klipa, so then that means you're going to have a full-fledged bishul on the level of klipa. So if that's so, if you've got this water coming from the parve pot onto the fleishik pot, going onto the milchik pot, you've got a full-fledged bishul. It's bishul in Ilcha Shabbos. So it's going to be bishul agamri. That's going to be the sheet of the shach. And the shach starts off, the shach will never cut anybody any slack. And the shach, you know, the comment Rabbi Ganak told us. Ariyasku Zayd, if you heard something like this from him. But Rabbi Ganak told us that every once in a while in Yisrv HaHeter, the Rav Zatzal used to stop, and he used to say, sometimes I feel bad for the Taz, when he was in the middle of a shach ripping apart the Taz. So the shach doesn't cut anybody slack. It's interesting, to this day, there's a difference in methodology in terms of psak. The Litvisha world tends to paskin more like the Shach, and the Hasidisha world tends to paskin more like the Taz. The Shach, the Taz, in particularly in his parish, is much more thorough in dealing with the Shita Satur. The Shach Kanireh wrote other Sfarim. One of the Shachs that we had today says, I was already Marich B'Sifri about this. So Shach had another Sefer. We also have the Aruch Mishach. But the Shach in his parish on Shulchan Aruch doesn't develop the Shitas. He just summarizes the Shitas, and then he goes on attack, whoever it might be, whether it's the Ramah and the Taz. And the Shach's attacks are so strong. They're so strong. Anyhow, Rabbi Ganak said that's the Rav would say it. Sometimes I feel bad for the Taz. Koshali, so here he goes on attack of the Ramah. He says the Ramah himself contradicts himself. The Irui Mevashel Kedei Klipa, V'kach Kosav Torah Schatas. What was the case? In the case by the chicken, if you have Irui of a chicken, if you pour hot water onto the chicken to remove the feathers, so then that Irui from the chicken, the tam that goes into the basar, that will have a full din of bishul, and if that water runs off to anything else, it'll mamish create the basar v'chalav. But you must say, says the Shach, the Svir Leila Rav, that the Ramah held, So he says it must be that the Ramah is going to be mechalik between a kli, that won't have bishul kedei klipa, but the tarnigolus will. Achein ila inyan dina says the Rishach, but the sources of the Ramah say not that way. Achein ila inyan dina nira bagol sharidur b'shem arash mevi b'taras chatas the nesru the kima the kaimalon iru mevashel. Since we pass in iru is mevashel and kein choshek bishul mamish. How meduyak Rav Shlomo Eger was in Simen Kufei, that the Shach holds that it's mamish mevashel, and therefore there's going to be no difference. And if you hold that there are blios in a kli, so then in such a case it'll be mevashel ad hasof, and that's how the Shach paskins against this Ramah. The Shach just points out that of course the only time we're talking about is if there's Shuman Davuk Behen. If there isn't Shuman Davuk Behen, so then you would have hot water coming from a parvik kli onto the fleshig kli, then onto a milchig kli. So says the Shach very astutely, then that would be not barnat. I know we haven't really done the sugi of not barnat yet, but that would be not barnat. So the Shach concludes Sifkat and Chaf and says that would be mutter. But anything more than that, the Ramah is wrong. Once there's Shuman Davuk Behen, you can't say, well, the final destination is a kli, and you got this long train of hot water that's first hitting the chalav, then it's hitting the basar, or vice versa, and then going into the kli, that much, says the Shach, is not going to happen. So this is the shita of the Shach. Yes?
Seems-wise, we'll work through the meat is dug to the kli, and then the water is...
And that exactly. What's that? Mevashel. The reason I use the word mevashel is because that's well. So that was Reb Shlomo Eger's brilliant point. That and it's meduyik in the Shach in a couple places. That when we say bishul, that's blia plus. And let me just I said that before, but I want to emphasize again. It's a very, very important point. This is fundamentals for Isser V'Heter, and that is that when we're talking about Bishul means, like we learned last year in Hilchos Shabbos, you take a piece of raw chicken and you turn it into chicken. You take, I want to use a better terminology. You take a piece of animal and you turn it into food. That's what Bishul is. Bishul is taking a piece of an animal, sorry that sounds a little gory, but you take a piece of animal and you turn it into food. That's what Bishul does. Blios is not necessarily changing the whole identity of the food. Bishul is just a shiloh. Did it pass over taste? So bishul is yesh bichlal masayim mona of blios. Okay, that's what emerged from the Shach in Simen Kufei. Tov. Now comes along. Yeah.
That would be irum klirish onto the kli. From one kli to a second kli.
And should be able to do. It should be able to do that whole chad gadya. Why not? Why shouldn't it be able to do the whole Chad Gadya? At the end of the day, this is one long bishul. It's one long bishul process. So that should be able to do everything. Comes along the Shach in Sivkot and Yudches, and the Shach points out the following. V'kasa b'toras chatas b'shem isa v'heter.
This is
Sadihei. Still in Sadihei. Ta'afilu b'ma'ara mikli shel iser al kli shel heter. Ein lesa rak ha'kli sheba ha'kiluach iroi olof. So the Ramah had said that if you're ma'ara mikli rishon shel basar al kli chalav, so then in such a case, it's dinoi kikli rishon. So the Shach points out, but that's only if it's the irui that fell onto directly. This is the kli, let's say, of Iser. It falls directly onto Heter. So then in such a case, the blia will go in. But what about if it runs off onto other kalim? What would the halacha be if it runs onto other kelim? So the Shach points out that in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Ein lesa raka kli sheba kilu acha iru elav. So comes along the Prima Gadim in Sifsei Das, Sifkaten Yudches, and he asks a stira between Simin Tzadi Beis to Simin Tzadi Hei. And we're going to see this stira exists on two different levels. It's going to exist within the Shach himself, and primarily what we're going to focus on is within the Ramah, because the Shach himself is speaking within the Ramah. So let's focus on the Ramah first, and let's take a look at the Prima Gadim Sifkat in Yudches, Dira Maskel Irui. He says, Vehevi Yodeya, this is about five lines into the Prima Gadim. Vehevi Yodeya, Shemach Shekosav, Da Kli She'ein HaNitzak Bo Shari, Yesh Bo Me'o Yilin, Fi Mash Kosav HaRav, that's the Ramah, Besimin Sadi Beisiv Zayin, De Kiluach Me'akadir Oseches Al Tzonenes, Im Lo Nifsak HaKiluach, Av Shenizchal Agabe Akir Tzonenes, Lo Avik HaKli Sheni, De Nitzak Chibur, Ve'ei Meniach Likarer. Comes along the Prima Gadim, and he asks a stira from the Torah Schatas brought in the Shach to the Ramah that we saw in Simin Sadi Beis. What did we see in Sadi Beis? In Sadi Beis, we saw the critical part for the Ramah is Nifsak HaKiluach or Lo Nifsak HaKiluach. If it's Nifsak HaKiluach, everything's mutter. If it's not Nifsak HaKiluach, so then in such a case, I don't care how many things it runs along, the Isser is going to transfer. What did we say in Sadi Beis Zayin? We're talking about a lot of cases, so let's just remember everything we're discussing. We learned, if you pour from a hot meatballs, and it ran along gravy ran along the counter, and it hit milchiks, so then the fact that it ran along the counter is not a problem. It's all connected, lo nifsak hakiluach, then in such a case, time transfers. So the Prima Gadim says, that's against this Torah Schatas. How is it against this Torah Schatas? Because this Torah Schatas said that the only thing you have to worry about is the initial hit. In other words, if it went, the hot water went from the fleishik pot and hit a milchik pot, that's going to be a problem. But anything else afterwards, then we're not concerned. What's the difference between that? It initially hit the counter, ran all the way along the counter. What's the difference between these two cases? That's the Prima Gadim's kasha. For that matter, and the Chavis Das makes this point, you could ask the same kasha within the Ramah himself. What about the Ramah's psak that the Ramah said that if you add the hot water running along and hitting the milchik pot, then runs along and hits the fleishik pot, he said the halacha is that you're makel. But why? As long as it's lo nifsak hakiluach by the counter, the Ramah was makel. Now obviously there are differences between the cases, and that's essentially what we're trying to do, is set up what exactly are those differences. Okay, so these are two kashas that one could ask within the Ramah. Now I want to point out to you, how does the Prima Gadim paskin? So take a look at the end of Sifkat and Yudches. So the Prima Gadim goes on to disagree with the Ramah. Well, he does it in a very different way than the Shach. Stam, the different styles of the poskim. The Prima Gadim says, "Uma ese shavonaisi garmu shelo zachisi lahavin kol zeh." He says, "My averos caused me not to understand the Ramah." That's what the Prima Gadim says. My averos don't allow me to understand the Ramah. But then in the end, he still, despite his quote-unquote averis, the Prima Gadim says, I'm going to paskin against the Ramah. Soif davar akol nishma. Very poetic, the Prima Gadim. He concludes, Sifkat Niyuches, about eight lines before the end. Le'inyin dina, kol zman shelo nifsak hakiluach, av shel ina eish, v'nachal klisheni, afilu hachi chashim ki'iru lechumra. He says this would be considered irui l'chumra. So what comes out is that the prima gadim is going to leave off with a problem with in the Ramah. Sounds like he wouldn't accept the Ramah both in the Torah's Chatas that the Shach quoted, as well as the Psak of the Ramah, where the Ramah says that if it's running from the milchik water onto the fleishik, then onto the milchik, where even where there's basar davuk, that he's going to be meikel. Why in the world would he differentiate between the two? If this is the way I look at it, sort of as iroi she lo nifsak hakiluach, it's like an electric current. It's an electric current. It's attached to the original bishul, and if it's attached to the original bishul, then everything in its way, it should be mevashel, just like it was in Tzadi Beis. That's how the Prima Gadim leaves off with Tzarech Yud. Many poskim love the Chavis Das's teretz. The Chavis Das has a beautiful teretz in Simin Tzadi Beis. In Tzadi Beis, Sifkat and Chav Gimel, he notices some of these problems. He asks it as a stira between the Ramah in Tzadi Beis with the Isser v'Heter's psak, and he points out, which is the Shach that we saw in Sifkat and Yud Ches. Okay. So it's basically the Chavis Das is asking the stira between the Shach in Yud Ches to the Ramah in Tzadi Beis. That's how the Chavis Das asks the Kasha. The Achronim are Mefalpel. Why did the Achronim not ask from one Ramah to the next? But that's for our purposes. We for La'alach L'maisa, we could leave that. Although I'm sure there's a very good answer for it. Okay. Comes along the Chavis Das and he says a beautiful Yisoid. The Chavis Das's beautiful Yisoid is as follows. He says that when we say the din that Irui is Mavashel, he says we have to understand that it doesn't mean the regular dinim of Bishul. Irui Mavashel Kadei Klipa. Let's read the Chavis Das inside together. Lachei Nira, about eight lines, Sifkatan Chav Gimel and Tzadi Beis, about 7 or 8 lines in. Lachei Nira, Da'af HaTurma Steshen V'Rav Lo Ka'amri, Rak she'en yochol l'hiskarer me'atata, me'achar she'atipa achrona e'ne menicha rishon l'hiskar. He says, when we say that iru is mevashel k'dei klipa, it means that the bottom, which is cold, will not make the top, which is hot, cold. What does that mean? V'yochol l'haflit oy l'avliya. That means that if you have isur, or you have meat coming onto cold milk, then the meat will have the ability to give off its time into the milk. Aval baha moidim shevadai eini yochol levashel. The levashel eini yochol. Mak mash yeshoi defanes mechamis bikli rishoin. Says the Chavis Das, what it has the ability to do is Iri has the ability to give off tam, to be maflit or mavliya. But what was Taisus' rule? Taisus' rule is that anything that doesn't have hot walls is not mevashel. What are we referring to? Again, Taisus' rule that Taisus says in Shabbos on Daf Mem Amud Beis, kli sheni is ein mevashel because defanos mekaros, which the Chavis Das assumes that the inverse is also true. Dahainu, that if it doesn't have hot walls, maybe it's not the inverse, that the inference, maybe that would be the way to say it. The inference is that the only thing that's mevashel is something that has hot walls. The moment in which it doesn't have walls keeping it hot, it can't be mevashel. So says the Chavis Das an amazing chiddush. Irui is never mamish mevashel like a kli rishon, even though we say it's kedei klipa. And therefore, what irui has the ability to do is to take heat and infuse tam into something else. But to be mevashel like a kli rishon, it would not do it. And therefore, what was the Ramah's second case? This is very important for us. The Ramah's case in which the Ramah in Sadi Hay was talking about, where you have hot water falling onto fleishiks, which then runs along, falls onto milchiks, and you want to make the milchig apat now treif because it had tam from the basar that went onto the chalav that went into the milchig apat. So what do you want to do? You want to make it as if it was cooking on top of the fire. That mean of milk was cooking on a fire. Says the Chavis Das, there's a difference between Sadi Hay and Sadi Beis. Sadi Beis was gravy. Gravy that's running along the counter, and now you want to know whether it was mavliya into a milchig apat or into milchig food. The answer is absolutely kedei klipa. But if we're talking about hot water that's running along, touching this and touching that, and you're going to say it's mavashal as if it was sitting on the fire, that says the shach, that says the Chavis Das, it's not going to do it. That it doesn't have the ability to do. Geshmak. Okay, so that is the Ramah. Ramesh Zatzal felt that this Chavis Das is emes lamitai, and this is how we're miyashev the Ramah. And even the shach, Ramesh says, will only disagree. What do they say? Well, I think Rav Hutner liked to say, he said, don't say anything in my name, because it's better, said, that you say nothing in my name, they say something that's yours and put it in my name. So I'll speak, and I think this fits in with Ramesh's scheme. Let's contrast the Shita of the Shach. In what way does the Shach disagree with the Ramah? So the Shach disagrees with the Ramah because we saw that the Shach holds that when it comes to Iri is Mamish Mevashel. Okay? So Enoch Hanami comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, no! When you have an Iri, Shalom Nifsaka Kiluach, it's Mamish Mevashel. And therefore the halacha would be, that's what we saw in the Shach, in Sifkaton, in Sadi Hey, in Sifkaton Chaf, the Shach says, no! I disagree. The Shach says that it is Iroi Kekli Rishon Mamish. And therefore, when you pour along, you hit the milchiks on top of the milchiga, and then it goes on the fleishigs and the fleishiga, and the Shach says it's Aser. So then, that's where the Shach is disagreeing. Because in Lamdus, he's disagreeing with the Chavis Das's Lamdus. I think that's what's going on. That the Chavis Das was being Masbir the Ramah, that says that Iroi is not Bevashel Mamish, and the Shach says, no! And that's why I wanted you to see that Shach already in Sadi Beis. Because the Shach is going to say, that's not just Stam that you're Choshesh, that there's Mavliya. It's Mamish Mevashel. The Shach disagrees in Lamdus. And therefore, the Shach disagrees with the Heter of the Ramah when it hits the Milchiks, that hits the Fleishiks. So, but Ramesha then goes on, and Ramesha points out that that might be true, that there's a very Lamdus Machlokes between the Shach and the Ramah. But in Mitzius, there's not a very big machloikis. Because the whole machloikis between the Shach and the Ramah is only if you have a case of where you have water hitting on top of the milchiks, that's then going and hitting on top of the fleishiks. Now let's get practical. Let's talk about sinks. So, the Minchas Yitzchak paskins that, you, of course, a Jew should need two sinks. Why? He says, because you're going to have an Iroi Shalom Nifsaka Kiluach. It's going to run down, and you have hot water that hits the cheese and makes the sink fleishiks. And then that was in the morning when you had milchiks. And at night, you're going to be washing the dishes, and you're going to have fleishiks. It's going to hit it. Oh. So comes along Ramesha, and Ramesha says, according to the Ramah, it's a davar pashat that everything's going to be mutter. Why is it pashat that everything's going to be mutter? He says, because the Ramah says that even in a case of where you have shuman davuk behen, then in such a case it's going to be mutter. So even if you had, why? Because the only problem that you're going to have is in a case of where you pour directly the meat gravy onto the milchiks. If you have meat gravy that hits a particular point on the sink, so then in such a case, there it's mevashel that point that it hits on the sink. But if we're talking about water washing off from something else onto something else, says Ramesha, then in such a case, Rama said that's going to be mutter. So let's take a look at how Ramesha applies both the Rama and the Shach la'alacha l'maisa, because he says that it's going to be kemat impossible for a sink to become basar b'chalav based on the above analysis. Let's take a look at Anaf Daled. If you want to follow the whole, I would encourage you to take a look at the whole tshuva. It's a beautiful tshuva. By the way, I probably mentioned to the guys who learned with me Hilchos Shabbos, yeah, I think I did, that Ramesh's tshuvas, someone could write, if anybody has an interest, to write a PhD on Ramesh's atzal. So I have a theory that Ramesh's tshuvas, his earlier tshuvas, are entirely different than his later tshuvas. Ramesh's earlier tshuvas are a tremendous hekif of the whole sugya. Brilliant hekif, starting from the Gemara and the Rishonim with chidushim atapi, chidushim atapi, chidushim. Ramesh wasn't afraid to paskin based on his own chidush. You want, Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't do that, generally. It's a very, very different strain. And it's something I've noticed from Rav Nevinzal Shlita, that Rav Nevinzal doesn't paskin based on a chidush. Rav Shlomo Zalman also generally, Rav Shlomo Zalman had chidushim within nuances within poskim, but not within a kash, to be miyashiv a kash of tosis on Rashi, and based on that chidush to paskin. Rav Moshe will do that. Rav Moshe will have three or four kashes, he'll develop a chidush to be miyashiv, and then boom, Rav Moshe was so bold in his psak. So Rav Moshe's earlier tshuvas, which started already in Russia, a little bit of history, Rav Moshe was under house arrest by the communists, in Russia. In fact, they say that Rav David Feinstein's atzal, one Pesach, wasn't able to have the Seder with his father. One version I had seen was that they had, the schools insisted that the night of Pesach, the communists insisted that all kids come to a school event that went through midnight, because they knew it was the night of Pesach. Rav Moshe had planned that he was going to stay in Russia until the last Jew of Lubavitch needed him. He was already under house arrest. But when he couldn't even teach Rav David Feinstein on Lil Pesach to say Manishtana, that's when he decided that he had to escape. But he was planning to stick around for the last Jew, which is amazing just to think about it, that he became the Pesach Hadar for the entire world. He was planning to stick around in Luban. Another legend is that the mikveh had already become posel, and that Rav Moshe's Rebbetzin had not gone to a mikveh for a few years. That was Rav Moshe's commitment to, people don't know that part of Rav Moshe's life because they think about his godless as one, as a Pesach Hadar. Anyhow, so his tshuvas in Russia and his early years in America, those start from the sugyas and he develops chidushim. I could list quite a few tshuvas. This is one of them. This is Yoredeya Chelek Aleph. You get towards the end, Yoredeya Gimel Dalet or Chaim Dalet Hey, the tshuvas are, the Prima Gadim says like this, and the Be'er Halacha has his kasha, this is the answer, and this is the halacha. You don't get the same development of the sugya. And the answer is, I think, very pashut, that Rav Moshe at that time was one of the Gedolei Hadar. He didn't have the time to write out the whole sugya. I hope that my theory is correct. But either way, whether it is or it isn't, this tshuva is one of the earlier tshuvas. In Anaf Beis, he develops the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das's Shita, as we mentioned. And then in Anav Dalit, he starts off Nimtza. And let's just see a little bit of that within the Ramah. And then we'll do another Nimtza where he gives us the halacha, his Shita in regards to the sinks. So he said, Znimtza l'masha b'yarti shal Ramah in Anav Dalit. Af munach shuman shal isr tzon al kli ha-kiluach shal heter. Lo haya shuman ele min atzad. Lo yasar ha-kli afshi alos ha-kli. That if it runs off on the side, it's not going to aser. Vimu b'shnei kelim v'al kli echad holech ha-kluach, av she'yesh sham be'en, af iser, lo yaser kli ha-sheni, kimen she'en ha-kluach alav, av she'ba l'sham mikli ha-rishon. V'rakim akiluach mamish holech al shnei akelim b'zeh pligi dilarahama. This is what I developed with you. There is a machlokis in one case between the shach and the rama. Dilarama af b'shum and davik shal basav al shel chalav loyasu zeh mizeh. And what was a lamdus? Because it can't be mevashel; it could only be mavliya from the gravy into the kli. But it can't cook both chalav and basar together. Ula hashach yasar bivadai b'yeshum and davik aleim. If it's bivadai, there's shuman on both sides. So then, in such a case, it will aser. So this is where Rav Moshe also is masik shmeitzel liba d'hilchasa. Skip to the next page. Nimtza, the next nimtza. Nimtza shasink. So says Rav Moshe, the sink won't become aser. So the only thing that hot water could do is it could take, if it runs directly on top, not on the side, it's got to hit, Rav Moshe is going to say it's a statistical improbability. It's got to hit from the hot water that you're washing the dishes. It's got to hit straight, a straight hit, not that it ran and it's hit it on the side. It has to be a straight hit onto the milchiks, and then it will be mevashel onto that point of the sink, that area on the sink, and nothing else. It can't do any, it won't go any further. It'll just be mavir on that point of the sink, Rav Moshe says. But that's it. So says Ramesha goes on and says, what's the statistical probability that on that point, exact point, when you're doing the dishes from the meat, they'll also hit? And anything else will be bishul. Anything else that's bishul, Irui doesn't do, according to the Rambam. So Ramesha, and then he goes on and he says, even according to the Shach, there's a statistical improbability, and that's how Ramesha concludes. And he says, let's see it inside. He says, trying to see where he has his punchline. Yeah, v'lochein. V'lochein. Afim yesh makom lebali nefesh lahachmir in lahore zel mishu atzlasel kandina. V'im kein rov asink I yashal yasa kla. De akilu achalov mamish lo yachal agia el achele katam imenu. It's only going to hit, as I described, the one area. The gam hachele kahu safik rachok du rakim ayesham shuman shel basar kein tachas ekiluach ubitoch meis leis hayal osam akom chalav be'en. You're gonna need that there has to be both on that same place. Dim haya amakom acher, because it was on another place. Vinis damin shel ekiluach ponu elav kimin shu rakadei klipa nimtza shem makom echel me'ashetach she'ef sheli yosham kiluach hu balua rak mi basar umakom acher rak mi chalav she'en osar. So it'll come out, even if it happens that in one day you had a blia in chalav in one area of the sink, and one area you had from basar, so then in such a case, then that's not going to be a problem. Va'af lebal nefesh, ein makum lachush mitzad hakelim atzman benikim, va'af mitzad ha-be'en, da'al kem shaloy ha-sink mamish hu rakim, so he says you don't have to be choshesh for that. Even a baal nefesh doesn't have to be choshesh for that concern. Okay. This is Ramosha's Ramosha's psak. He then concludes in V'kol Zeh, and this is what I wanted to as well to show you. He says, and therefore, Abel Kimidumani, halfway through V'kol Zeh, he says, Abel Kimidumani, Shebishum Makom Ein Madichim B'Sink Gufei. He says that in general, people don't wash directly in the sink. Because they use what we would call a rack. So if you have a rack, so then in such a case, says Rav Moshe, it's not going to be a problem. He says, even if the water hits back up, there isn't going to be a chash. He says, they're not even touching that area of klipa, and the water is not going to be a problem. So Rav Moshe, it says, once you have a rack, it's not going to be a problem. By the way, as when I grew up as a child, most people had single sinks. The whole phenomenon of being machmir for a double sink is, Baruch Hashem, we could afford it. And now in my house, Baruch Hashem, we have double sinks. But my parents, may they be well, I think they still have a single sink with a rack. So that was extremely, extremely common. That's Rav Moshe's shita. The Minchas Yitzchak disagrees. Minchas Yitzchak was more machmir, and the rationale for his chumrah is because he deals with the problem of the Ramah. He follows a more stringent approach. In other words, Rav Moshe is going to be based on the Chavos Das's Yishuv, and the Minchas Yitzchak is going to be based on a Darchei Tshuva. The Darchei Tshuva is on one of the last pages in your booklet. And he's going to be miyashiv within the Rav Moshe.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Why? I got lost in
the sure.
Why do we need the? Why isn't that just the pashat pshat of the Ramah's chuluk himself?
I think it's one of those brisker terutzin that once you know the terutz, it's obvious.
I'm saying just the Ramah himself is mechal between these two cases that if you pour mamish versus.
No. The stira was as follows. The stira was that the case of the gravy, what's the difference between the gravy? Now, it sounded like from the Ramah, that the Ramah was saying is that once it's running off from one thing to the next, so then the Ramah says, then it's mutter. So how's that different, asks the Prima Gadim, and asks the Chavos Das, how's that different from when you're pouring off the meat that's running along and hitting the milchik dish in Sadi Beis? That's the stira. What's the difference between the two? If it's mamish mevashel, so then why should there be a difference? So the is that clear? Should I spell that out again?
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Let's do everything inside. Now, good. You stopped me. Let's take a look at Sadi Bei Zayin again. In Sadi Bei Zayin, we had the following halacha: Kiluach min akedero seches. By the way, I said gravy. It doesn't even have to be gravy, right? We said it's even if it's water. Okay. If you have a kiluach that goes from a keder roseches, shaholach el keder tzonenes, right? So then we said, im nifsak ha-kiluach kodem shegeo tzon havik ha-klishen. Vimlo nivsak havik iure vakder tzonenes nesars imayat soledes bekilu achanogea bekdera vatasho shabasocha shari. So in Sadi Beis, we say that what you pour from the first kli is going to aser the second kli. That was Sadi Beis Zayin. The stira is that the Rama in Sadi Hei Gimel has a irui shelo nivsak hakiluach that pours onto the milchik pot that had even milchiks on it, which then continues on to the fleishiga pot, and then the Rama says that's mutter. So the Shach disagrees in that case. The Shach says no, it'll be mevashel. But the question is, the Rama in Sadi Beis was machmir. The Rama said that whatever you have from the first pot goes directly into the second pot. What's the difference between those two cases? That's the stira.
And the first, and Sadi Beis is not analogous to the case of Ira and Kli Rishon to Kli Sheni?
The question is, well, first, the answer is that the question, that if the Ramah, there are a few things I want to say to your question. One thing at a time. The Ramah's case in Tzadi Beis should aser Tzadi Hei as well. That's the question. The case that the Ramah was matir in Tzadi Hei, the should as well be aser based on what he said in Tzadi Beis. In Tzadi Beis, he says the only critical factor is whether it's nifsak hakiluach.
But it hits him before he hit the clay. Tzadi Beis also. One aser, then it hit the clay afterwards.
Correct. That's A, Natan. B, is the Shach himself quotes, and that's why I read the Shach in Yudches first. And that's where the Prima Gadim asks the Kasha. And that is that the Shach himself in Yudches says that if you're, that the only Kli it's going to aser is the first Kli, and not the Kli that's afterwards. The question is, why should that be so, if the Ramah himself said that if it's long in Tzadi Beis, if it's Nifsak HaKiluach, so then in such a case, then it's going to aser the second Kli. Why would it aser the second Kli? That's stira number two. Those are the two questions. That was what the Prima Gadim had asked in Yud Ches. The Prima Gadim asked, Vavi Yodea, Shema Shekosav Da Kli She'ein Nitzuk Bo Shari, Yesh Bo Me'in Lefi Ma Shekosav Tzadi Be Zayin, De Kiluach Me'akder Oseches, El Hatzonenes, Im Lo Nefsek HaKiluach, Lo Aviki Kli She'ini, De Nitzuk Chibur, that the Nitzuk is a Chibur, Ve'em Eniech Lekarer. So if that's so, so then when it passes over the Milchiks and then passes over the Fleishiks, it should aser as well. That's the Prima Gadim's Kasha. And the Chavis Das is giving the answer, and he's saying no. That if you have something that's just giving off the to be Mavliya, so then in such a case, that would work. So in Tzadi Beis, all you need to do is be Mavliya from the first Kli into the second Kli. In contrast to the Kula of Tzadi Hei and the Ramah, where the Ramah is Mekel, there it needs to be Mavashal the Chalav, and the Mivashal, the Chalav, and Basar together. That Irui is not going to do. And the Shach disagrees. The Shach says there will be Mivashal them together. Okay? Okay, so that's that. And so Ramesha uses that, and Ramesha says, no, it's not the pshat that when you have a little bit of milk in your sink, all the whole thing becomes Mivushal. It'll only be Mavir that little bit. So what does Mavir mean? Mavir means that the water has the ability to take the tam of the cheese and be Mavir it to the point where it hits. But everything else, it's not going to create any bishul between things. And if you had fleishiks in the sink beforehand, the low nifsak hakiluach of the milk is not going to be able to take the milk and then bring it to the place of basar and then mimavashal them together. That it's not going to have the power to be able to do. That's what Ramesh is saying. Okay. The Darche Tshuva has a... Wow, we're going late. Okay, the Darche Tshuva has a different mahalach. Let's you know what? Since we've gotten this far, let me just finish with this. The Darche Tshuva in Sifkat and Ayin Gimel quotes a Chamude Daniel. Va'ayin b'chamude Daniel shekasav dimhoye kli shel basa meluchlach b'chalav. If you had a kli that's meluchlach, v'ira aleim mayim roschin asar kli l'kuli alma. The Darche Tshuva says the only time the Ramah had his heter is if you had to transfer the tam from one kli to the next. So this was a case where you had water, tzadiyeh, you had water, you were pouring water that hit this kli, transfers the tam from, this was milchiks, onto the
treif kli and cooks the not treif, the basar kli, and cooks the basar, and then you have the blias over there. He says, but if it's in one kli, then it has the ability to do it. The Rama was not so makel saying that it's not mevashel. It is mevashel, but only mevashel within one kli. So Mincha Sitzchak likes this. Oh, if you like this. So how do you look at a sink? A sink is one kli. So then, what's going to happen? You're going to be mevashel when you have the hot water that hits the piece of cheese from breakfast. So then it makes the whole sink, al pi halacha, the whole sink is considered milchiks. So then, by supper time, that's right, it keeps on going. And the Rama only said it that you could be makel when you're going from one to the next. So then, in such a case, the sink becomes milchiks, and then it becomes basar b'chalav. If 24 hours, it's been cooked. So then that says the Minchas Chitzchak, I'm choshesh for. And so therefore, since he says, I'm choshesh for that, so then what emerges is that he is much more machmir. But as I said to you, l'dore doros, it seems, or at least for many, many years in the United States, people were makel, and they followed Ramesh's mahalach. The Chavis Das's mahalach is a very beautiful and brilliant mahalach. It's a very lumdusha mahalach. And what comes out is, just to summarize a lumdus, is that what emerges is that the shach holds that you have real bishul that's going on. If you have real bishul that's going on, then in theory you could have real bishul between both the basar and chalav simultaneously, and therefore he's machmir. And Ramesh says, in the world of theory, if you would have the lo nifsek hakiluach running onto the cheese, which then ran onto the meat, so then in such a case, enachanayim, then you would have bishul. And in the world of theory, maybe even the shach would be machmir, that if you had it directly hitting the milchiks, the milchik point, and then you had it directly hitting onto the fleishik point, then that would also be bishul. But the odds of that happening directly is very, very slim, says Ramosha. Then he thinks you could be makel even according to the shach. But certainly, according to the Rama, where the Rama had it, that it could only be maflit or mavliya, so then in such a case, then you're never going to have a phenomenon of basar b'chalav in the sink. The only situation would be if you had the meat sitting on that exact, at night, sitting on that exact spot that you had the cheese, and then that spot would be basar b'chalav. And even if you had that spot was basar b'chalav, is that going to make everything in the sink basar b'chalav the next time you wash the dishes the next morning? Could very well be not as well. While if you have a different understanding of the Rama, like the Darche Tshuva does, and that's considered like one kli, so then in such a case, the sink is one kli, then the Rama only gave his heter for two different kalim. What's the lumdus according to Darche Tshuva? That's an interesting question. What will be the lumdus according to him of the Rama? That we didn't work through. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, I'm ready to continue on Thursday if the chevra is as well. That means we'll only be one day in between. If you want more time to chazer, you let me know. Okay? Let's say there.
But what would that would be what?